name of the dinner was baffling, unlike any I had ever attended. The CEO acted as though I and the rest of the group he was eating with were not there. He instead spent all the time on his phone talking to colleagues, busily making work plans, with a stack of work papers he'd pulled out of his bag. This behaviour, intentional or not, made us all look and feel insignificant. His wife appeared embarrassed, glancing repeatedly towards her husband's makeshift office at the corner of our table. This continued until the food arrived and the CEO was forced to pack up. We were halfway through the meal before he acknowledged my existence. Looking up from his food, the CEO stared intently at me and said, disapprovingly, "So, you think math teaching should change?" Without pause, he went on to tell me how well he'd done in math, revealing his many achievements in mathematics in school and in college. At this point, I knew the conversation would not be easy. After many years of trying to improve mathematics teaching, a subject with widespread failure rates, I knew that those who had achieved highly are usually the ones believing nothing should change. In their minds, math is hard, and they had just showed their brilliance by achieving at high levels. But one thing you'll learn about me is that I am willing to fight for solutions to what I know are real problems for many students. I decided to show the CEO a different mathematics. I explained how neuroscientists have given us insights into how our brains process mathematics, and how important it is that we activate different parts of the brain in our mathematical thinking, particularly the visual pathways. He agreed to look at an interesting visual with me, which I often share when meeting someone new. I chose one of my favourites, the increasing squares model created by the mathematics educator Ruth Parker, which you can find in the enhancement. Typically, pictures like this are used to help students think about pattern growth, and from there, generalization using algebraic symbols. Students in math classes are often asked questions like, how many squares would be in case 10, or case 100, or case n? These are good questions, but they become much better when they invite visual thinking. Typically in classrooms, students are expected to draw a table of numbers, then stare at the table until they notice the pattern. The pattern that people may notice is numerical. That is, to find the number of squares in the pattern, you can take one of the case numbers, such as 2, add 1 to the number, making 3, then square the number to get 9. This pattern can be expressed algebraically as n plus 1 squared. The expression that describes the pattern, n plus 1 squared, is a quadratic function. When students work in this way, manipulating numbers and symbols with no connections or meaning, they miss important opportunities to understand mathematical functions. In my work, instead of asking how many numbers are in different cases, I ask, how do you see the pattern growth? Where do you see the extra squares on this shape? These are the questions I asked the CEO that night. I was surprised by his response. It was not that the CEO couldn't see a method of growth, he could, and he described the method to me. He said that he saw the extra squares on top of each column. Other people have described this as a raindrop method, with the squares coming down on top of the shape, like drops of rain coming down from the sky. Figure 1.2 in the enhancement shows this method and other ways people see the growth. But after sharing his method, the CEO asked something I've never been asked before. With genuine confusion in his voice, he asked, "Doesn't everyone see it that way?" I didn't tell him no, I just asked everyone at the table to share how they saw the growth. As we went round the table, everyone shared a different way of seeing the pattern growth. The CEO appeared increasingly flabbergasted, as though it had never occurred to him that there was more than one way of seeing something mathematical. He shook his head in disbelief. We had his attention. Changes to questions to invite a broader version of mathematics are important. When students encounter the narrow, numerical version of a question, and they stare at tables